With most ballots counted, initial results showed Romania's ruling Social Democratic Party, PSD, winning with roughly 22.3% of the vote, followed by the far-right Alliance for the Unity of Romanians with about 18%. Analysts said Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu's PSD must form a coalition to govern that could include the center-right National Liberal Party, its current governing partner, and others. However, the victory of pro-EU and pro-NATO forces was welcome news for voters such as Durian Purcea, a marketing specialist. As a person who lived a little bit under communism and still remembers it, and at the same time could enjoy all this openness of the European Union, to travel, to have the borders open, to be able to go to other countries, I can't imagine how we could have another option other than being part of the EU and NATO military alliance, she says. Andreea Damian, a nurse, still hopes others will rule the country. Yes, I would like a change to see what other politicians can do for us. I want this, and I hope things can be better, she explains. However, the outcome was due to be welcomed in Brussels. Romania, an EU and NATO member state, has a 650-kilometer or 400-mile border with Ukraine and plays a crucial role in Western support for Kiev. In addition to providing military aid to the war-torn nation, Romania allowed the export of millions of tons of Ukrainian grain through its Black Sea port of Constanta. There has been Western concern that a pro-Russia candidate, Tallin Chiorescu, secured a shock victory in the first round of Romania's presidential ballot the previous week. Georgescu, a virtually unknown admirer of Russian President Vladimir Putin, won the ballot partly because of the wildly successful campaign on social platform TikTok, which officials said was backed by Russia, charges Moscow denies. Yet Romania's constitutional court ordered a ballot recount for the first round of the presidential election, after an allegation of fraud from one of the 13 candidates. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.